Well, Tyler, it's good to be visiting with you today here on, you know, behalf of the Vote Yes North Star Committee that you are a part of to talk about an upcoming vote that'll be happening at the beginning of November. But let's kind of backtrack a little bit, Tyler, before we start and talking about how did we get to this place of where we're at now? You know, what are you guys trying to do? And kind of what was the process like to determine that you guys want to make a little change in the future of North Star?
Yeah, so I'm on the Vote Yes Committee currently, but I was also a member of the task force. And how we got here was in 2024, the school hired a consulting firm to do some do assessment of North Star and evaluate the needs and the deficiencies within that building, and then look at different options for remodel, replacement, but definitely identifying the major deficiencies within that building. And then ultimately those recommendations and that assessment report, which is available on KnoxvilleBond.org. You can see that whole assessment report. That was brought to the task force, which was a group of 18 volunteers from the community appointed by the Knoxville School Board to review those options for consideration, and then ultimately make a recommendation to the school board on how to proceed with upgrades or replacement of North Star. So that's really how we got here today. And you know, if you'd like, we can discuss the three options that were considered, but ultimately the recommendation was voted 17-1 and presented to the school board for replacement of North Star at the Veterans District with the new elementary building and ultimately selling the existing North Star facility.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to ask you about next is, you know, what were the three options that the task force was kind of dealt, and what did you guys look at with those three different options and ultimately decide?
Option one, as we called it, was basically repairing deficiencies. So this was taking the assessment that the firms did. They identified $22.5 million in deficiencies. This included everything from asbestos tile, electric, heating and cooling issues, plumbing issues, safety, other code compliance issues, ADA accessibility and whatnot. And so that option one basically included addressing the deficiencies with minor and kind of superficial remodel and a freshen up of the building, basically. And so that total cost was around that $22.5 million range. Then the option two was to do a more in-depth renovation, so a more full-blown renovation of North Star, and that included additional classrooms. Option one also included an addition, so repairing the deficiencies of the existing structure plus a four classroom and a gymnasium addition. Option two included a full-blown renovation, so this is a much more elaborate renovation of the current spaces, additions of classrooms and a gymnasium as well, and completing 100% HVAC instead of a 72% HVAC replacement as option one did. That option two would be nearly 67,000 square feet, where the existing building is around 45,000 square feet. So it is a fairly substantial addition. And then option three, to build new, is a 74,000 square foot building. Building new and ultimately selling the existing North Star to be repurposed for whatever the needs of the community are, and buyers have the will to do there. So the new building placement would be at a 10-acre site at the Veterans District in kind of the northwest part of the main campus, west of the laundry building that currently remains from the original VA property.
And, you know, on the ballot in November, there's going to be, it's going to be a simple question, yes or no. You guys obviously are here on behalf of a Vote Yes community. You know, what do you tell people, or what's your elevator pitch on, you know, simply why you guys want people to vote yes and why you feel the community should have a new elementary school?
Yeah. When I mentioned option three, I didn't mention the cost. So option two was around $26 million. Which was that full-blown renovation. Option three, which would build new, was around $34 million. So about a 30% cost difference, but the gains there are nearly 20% additional square footage, a completely new building with more than double the life. You get an accessible 100% accessible building that eliminates all the impediments to learning that are currently experienced at North Star. So when you talk about the impact to students and teachers, there are some impediments to learning that affect the daily classroom activities for students and for teachers. And not all of those would be addressed in options one and in option two, but definitely not in option one. So a new building will address a lot of the impediments, all of the impediments, because those would be eliminated by going to a new building. It would provide a safe and comfortable learning environment for all learners. The most up-to-date in secure entry and safety and technology around security. The building would be 100% accessible and inclusive. Right now, North Star has very few ADA compliant restrooms and entrances, and the new building would be fully compliant and inclusive for all types of learners with whatever needs they may have. Additionally, it would expand opportunities for the students in that elementary to collaborate with other students, because they would be within walking distance of the kind of the other core campus of KCSD. They could walk to the track, they could walk to the KPAC, they could collaborate with middle school and high school students to build school spirit, learn from them, and just integrate with the older part of the enrollment. Also, the new building would have a gymnasium that is a complete competition gym for anywhere from elementary age kids up to high school age kids, and it would have adequate seating within that gym, but it would also be a public space that is accessible from a adequately sized parking. When we looked at the options, North Star really isn't able to accommodate a full-size gym with direct access from the parking due to site constraints and the existing building configuration and whatnot. So this new facility would have direct access into a gymnasium from an adequately sized parking area. And one of the other main components that always comes up would be freeing up space. So the new building, it is substantially larger in square footage, and what that allows the school district to do is have second grade return to North Star. So the new building would then house grades 2 through 5, which frees up space at West Elementary to accommodate the school's preschool program, which is currently housed in both temporary structures near West Elementary and in Stepping Stones. And that space is really valuable for Stepping Stones, and not having those temporary structures is really valuable for the school district, and being able to get those preschoolers integrated within West Elementary is of major value.
Yeah, and to just talk about financial side of things, some listeners may know, some may not know, 2/3 of this funding has been secured already. What we're voting on in November is the final third. Do you foresee this project being able to move forward even remotely if this is not voted upon on yes?
The bond would be required to obtain that $34 million. That's the proposed plan that the school district has adopted. If it does not pass, that would be up to the school board on how they proceed next. I do know that, it is extremely valuable that the school has saved funds. There's some cash on hand that goes in. You mentioned the 2/3 being already accommodated for. There's some cash on hand the school has, but also the local option sales tax or the school's save money would be applied to, roughly 20 some million dollars. And so being able to get a building, a $34 million brand new building, new site, with only a $12.4 million ask from the taxpayers is really pretty incredible when you look at what other school districts are asking for bonding. And the $12.4 million, the impact of that is a max levy impact of 43 cents per thousand of valuation. So when I say max, that means the school's financial advisor for bonding has taken a conservative approach, saying we don't want to undersell the tax impact. There's a lot of balls up in the air right now with taxes at the state level and changes with school funding. So they took a very conservative approach. So that's the number we're using because that could happen, but it hopefully is very unlikely, and that the tax impact will actually be less. So 43 cents per thousand, that equates to about $3.23 per month for a home of $200,000 taxable value. If you are over the age of 65 and have applied for the elderly tax credit, you know, that number is significantly less for you. And on KnoxvilleBond.org, you can visit the tax impact page, which has a calculator where you can input your direct valuation or taxable value and get exactly how that would impact you. But I think for, you know, roughly $38 a month for a home of $200,000 valuation, or $100 for a home of $500,000 valuation, getting a brand new school, that's actually a fairly low tax impact in the grand scheme of things when you look at how other school districts and how other bonds even at Knoxville have been handled in the past. You know, this ask is roughly 1/16th of the ask for the middle school bond that happened just 5 years ago.
Yeah, well, Tyler, kind of before we close, you know, just any final thoughts from you? I know people in the community, you know, sometimes when they see a new school on the horizon, they think, hey, we just had a new middle school. We've put a lot of work into Randy Wilson Track and different things with the school district. You know, what do you kind of say about those concerns? I know you highlighted it great right there with what the tax impact would be. What do you say about that? And then also, if these people want more information or more direct information about the upcoming vote, how do they go about obtaining that?
Yeah, I'll start with your last question there. The way to go about information is to go to KnoxvilleBond.org, and you can read about the information for the project. There's a Q&A section. There's the tax impact calculator. There's also the assessment if you want to see what the deficiencies are in the existing building. But also on October 29th at 6 p.m., there is a public information meeting being held at North Star. And that will be beginning at 6 p.m. There'll be a short presentation followed by a Q&A and then tours of the building if you're interested. And that is the best place to get direct information. The school board will be there. The school administration will be there. Members of the task force, as well as members of the architectural engineering and design team that did the assessment and will be proceeding forward with the building. But I'd also like to add one other point there. There's extreme value in the new building because of the removing impediments to learning, having adequate educational facilities and educational adequacies within that new building, providing those safe and comfortable learning spaces and accessibility. But also a new building won't have the disruptions that any type of remodel would. When we talk about the option two, the full-blown remodel, that could be a 4 to 5 year phased approach, which would be disruptive during the school year. That could not be accommodated within the summer months only. And a side note, the task force did ask for a fourth option to be considered. So there was kind of an informal quick look at a fourth option to build new on the North Star site. But at a high level review, that option did not proceed and ultimately selected the third option. Which would not have those disruptions that we're talking about to the education, while it could proceed at, well, education could proceed at North Star while the new building is being built.